This is an Unnews breaking story. BFP explodes. This is Sirnuk, and you're listening to Unnews. March 18, 2006, Unnews headquarters. While doing the next audio brief for Radio Free Eero iPods, Unnews correspondents were shocked to see BFP exploding in their window. Deeper analysis allowed a respectful journalist to assemble a somewhat accurate description of events that led to his dismay. To better understand the roots of the tragedy, it's essential to go through the latest non-existent Unnews reports from BFP. It all started with the invention of the Wiki Death Star, the device with which YYY attempted to take over VFP. The idea failed, and the Death Star was destroyed by an International Custard Bombardment Machine, or ICBM. However, other visitors of VFP, using plans stored by R2-D2, quickly bruised an awful lot of these machines. More missiles with the word against Marine alum quickly took care of them, spreading records throughout the VFP voting chamber. Photos of the Wiki Death Stars were later used by Ungames Entertainment for their ambitious Wiki Wars project. The next time users tried to assault VFP, they did so by painting walls with Mark's Law and lately Never Our Fail markers. This forced the local Unnews team to relocate itself to the main Unnews headquarters, 150 steps away from VFP. This explains why Unnews was completely unaware of the latest happenings of VFP up until today. At the arbitrary moment of exactly 11 o'clock, according to Universal Time, VFP, which was quite noisy in the preceding 5 hours with markers being thrown at Marseille out of its windows, went bye-bye, literally.
Plug that damn cable on already.
Unnews is now translating a live feed from the accident site. Oscar? Thank you, randomly. I was one of the survivors. Thankfully, I was outside VFP, inventing my next quote for Encyclopedia. And to be honest, I don't even know what VFP was. At this time, the exact reasons are unknown. What?
What feature? Wait a moment. Trotsky? I get it.
They say the explosion was caused by a network of printing presses distributing today's featured image about...
Marx what?
Marx-a-lot, or Trotsky rewriting history and stuff. And there was one Death Star picture in the queue, too. In a way, given the recent decline of VFP quality, this is hardly surprising. It's almost become like QDB. QDB, Oscar? Yes, that place where people store their crappy quotes in their mind. Really boring to read.
Where was I?
The explosion. They say such an occurrence of repetitive nullification was predicted to result in the annihilation of the Zerbal universe, or in a fortunate scenario of the galaxy where... My tongue hurts. I feel like providing some fresh quotes on Eero iPods. Randomly? Thank you, Oscar. So, as you've heard, we should feel lucky. Kind of. I believe rescue teams have already arrived. We hope to see pictures of dead VFP visitors soon. We hope to see them live. You see... Let's hope that a new VFP, should one be constructed, will have the countermeasures against autonomous repetitive bloat redundancy. Meanwhile, stay tuned on our news for this breaking story.